Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Steve Stanley is chief economist at Amherst Pierpont Securities. And I guess we could start with housing, Steve, and ask you, why hasn't, if every housing analyst you talk to says the fundamentals are there for more home sales, why aren't we seeing more home sales?
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing that's going on is that the supply is incredibly tight. And I think that reflects two things. One is that, you know, for whatever reason, people have been kind of hesitant to put their homes on the market. So the supply of existing homes on the market has been very tight. And I think that has kind of yo-yoed around with price development. So when prices were very low and thought to be potentially going down, you know, it wasn't a good market to sell. And then when prices started to go up, you look at it as a homeowner and you say, well, I'd like to move somewhere, but now prices are too expensive, so maybe I hold off then too. In any case, realtors have been complaining for a while that supplies of existing homes are very tight. I think more importantly for the economy, builders have been very conservative throughout this expansion. So the supply of new homes on the market has been very low for quite some time. And you were talking about the existing home sales numbers. The existing homes, the sales rate is almost back to normal. But the new home sales rate and housing starts and other things related to new home activity is still a fraction of where it was, you know, even before the boom. So I think that's really where you're going to see the most movement as we continue to normalize. And there's some, you know, some noises out there that perhaps builders are getting a little more aggressive finally this year. So we'll see that March housing starts number was a disappointment. But I think as we move into the spring, we'll see whether perhaps we're going to see a big pickup in new home building.
The thing that's missing, though, from that argument is that if supply is very tight, that should be driving prices significantly higher. And it's not. You can pick your price index for housing, but you just look at Case-Shiller on a month-to-month basis. The rate of increase has slowed. We're only down to about 4% now on a year-over-year basis.
Yeah, we went through about an 18-month period where home prices were moving explosively higher, and that was also, you know, this was really mainly 2013 and then the beginning of last year, and then things definitely softened up over the last, call it, year or so, and it sounds like, again, anecdotally, because of this tightness issue, that things are starting to heat up a little bit. So we have had some, you know, the month-to-month numbers for Case-Shiller, for example, have been pretty hearty over the last 3-4 months, and I think, you know, if we see that continuing, then those year-over-year numbers that you cite are gonna reaccelerate, and we'll be back, you know, in the high single digits again.
Well, we're talking about supply. What about demand? Has something fundamentally changed in the way people think about where they want to house themselves?
No question. I think, you know, you hear all the stories about there was a whole generation of people who never wanted to own stocks again after the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And I think we've gone through almost an identical sort of change in mindset with regard to housing. You know, housing was universally considered a good investment. You know, even if you weren't necessarily crazy about owning a home to live there, you were supposed to have one because it was such a good investment. And obviously, I think that has changed for a long, long time. Yeah. That mindset will have changed for a long, long time. So there's that element of it. I think there's also the issue, and I guess this was in the news over the last day or so, that there's so many people who went through foreclosure, and a lot of those people will eventually be eligible to buy a home again, but for the moment there are millions of households who might be interested in getting back to being homeowners who can't do it because their credit's impaired. So that will gradually unlock itself over time, but it's going to take years. So you're talking about, you know, according to that NAR study, you're talking about between 5 and 10 million people maybe who are kind of basically locked out of the market for a while.
Steve, let's come back and talk about the Fed ballet, but frame for us your wonderful call of a subpar economy. You absolutely nailed that 9 months ago or so. Is your tendency here glass half full and an earlier Fed, or is there a caution, as we heard in Bill Dudley's speech yesterday, some of the nuances he had?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, the big thing is really, it's not so much is the economy good or bad, but that the speed limit for the economy is a lot lower than people thought it was. You know, the structural changes in the economy, some of the decisions that have been taken on the policy front. You know, I've thought for quite a while that the potential growth rate in the economy had a one handle, was below 2%. And, you know, up until very recently, I think the Fed was operating under the assumption that it was 2.5. So, you know, the Fed sees 2%, 2.2% growth over the last few years, and they look at that and they say, oh, that's subpar.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, I think we've been growing at an above-trend pace for several years, which is why you've seen so much progress in terms of taking up labor mm-hmm. market slack. As we move forward, I think the underlying health of the economy is pretty good at this point.
Right.
Obviously, for yet another year, we go through this first quarter weather-related problem, and people start to question, is this more fundamental? And I think it really is temporary, and we're going to get back to solid growth.
Steve Stanley is our guest from Pierpont Amherst Pierpont Securities, and we were talking earlier about the demand side of the economy, the consumer side of the economy. Let's talk a little bit about the Fed and how they react to everything. Bill Dudley yesterday suggesting that he is not yet convinced that inflation is going up, but you and others have written that you are relatively certain that we are going to see faster inflation. Where is it going to come from, and why are you confident?
Well, I mean, I think at this point, since the last time we spoke, there's much more reason to be confident because the numbers have started to show it. I mean, we've had 3.2s in a row on the core CPI now, likely to get a second straight 0.2 in the core PCE deflator for March when that number is reported soon. And, of course, oil prices have settled out, and energy prices have actually rebounded a little bit. So it's going to take a while for the year-over-year numbers, which are the ones I think that a lot of folks focus on, to reflect those changes. But the numbers are already starting to move in that direction.
Well, the Fed's target on a year-over-year basis for the PCE is 2%. So how long until we get anywhere close to that?
Yeah, I think later this year. I'm always kind of really surprised by how gradual a lot of the folks at the Fed think that inflation is going to be. I mean, you know, it's going to take 2-3 years in the case of many of their forecasts to move from 1.5 to 2, which is not a huge move. It's just, you know, it's a matter of a few hundredths of a percent each month. I think we'll get there, but certainly before the end of this year.
I look, Steve, at where we are in. I'll go back to comments. Lisa Abramowitz of Bloomberg News made our expert on the bond desk. The surrealness, it was great to hear Lisa talk about how surreal where we are is. I know you're aware of that. I know all of our distinguished Fed officials are aware of that. How do we make a strategy given how unusual or distorted things are? Is there any confidence in the strategy?
Well, I think it's hard for the bond market to price in or respond to things that are going to happen pretty far out the horizon. So as long as a Fed rate hike is viewed as, call it 4 to 6 months out, let's say, the bond market has a real hard time dealing with that. The bond market is very short time horizon. It likes to think about things that are going to happen the next couple of weeks or the next month or whatever. And so I think it's, you know, the Fed talks about seeing the whites of the eyes of inflation. I think the bond market is going to need to see the whites of the eyes of the Fed before they really start to get motivated towards a rate hike. And you can understand the skepticism because there have been a number of times over the last several years where the Fed has laid down a marker and then gone right past it. And remember there was a time when they said they were going to stop QE when we got to 7% unemployment. We were going to start to move when we got to 6.5, and then there was the whole thing with the taper, and they delayed that, and you can understand why people, I think, are a little skeptical. Certainly, this is a very dovish Fed, and one that seems to be looking for reasons not to move. So, unless the data become compelling, I think people are kind of skeptical.
Well, is the data going to become compelling relatively quickly? I mean, fast enough so that by September they have a justification that the markets will buy?
In my view, I think that the data will have given them enough by then. I you know, up until fairly recently, I thought even June, but I think the weakness in the first quarter seems to have, you know, again, created an impression. The Fed is very concerned about whether there might be some persistence to that. I don't think there will be, but you can understand why the Fed wants to wait and see on that. You know, again, the inflation data seem to have started to turn, but again, the year-over-year numbers aren't gonna be moving all the way up to 2% over the next 2-3 months. So I think it does feel like it's more of a September thing. But by September, in my view, absolutely, I think the unemployment rate will be, you know, down pretty close to 5%. It will be pretty evident that inflation has begun to move back toward that 2% target, and I think the economy will be doing pretty well now, you know, once we get beyond the weather-related distortions in the first quarter.
Steve Stanley, thank you so much. Congratulations again on a measured call in the American economy. He's with Amherst Pierpont.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119.